Houston, standing by. Michigan Section ARPS here. This is QLX 8 Delta Oscar November, standing by, Michigan Section ARPS CNET. Once more before we start, this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Michigan Section ARPS CNET.
KVS over here.
I got down the roster. Anyone else out there? This is QLECO 8 Delta Oscar November net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.517332 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom and Michigan, including and Sky One. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from the... This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. KAJBD, KW5AS, WB8TQZ, WG8AXB, BD8UNX, N8OBU, and KB8SWR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
KCYDF, back in there, Ron. Next section, please. Are there any relays? KAJDD, KEADON, can you place a general net call, please?
This is KAJBD, will do, will do. This is KAJBD, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Again, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. If you wish to check in, please call now, please call now. This is KAJBD. KAGON, KJDB, nothing hurt.
All right, then we'll start with the nine that we have on the roster, and we'll see where this leads us. Let's see here. In case you hadn't heard it, we had an exercise yesterday. I'm sure y'all did. And in fact, I know many of you were able to participate in it. Those of you that weren't, you had all the good reasons that you couldn't. And that's okay. We did have, it looked like every district participated. I'm only going off the top of my head because I just got this morning the 213 reports, and I'm trying to collect, I have to assimilate that information into the scoring sheet. So I don't have any stats to give you, but I do know that all the districts participated, and District 7 had light participation. I know there were two counties up there, Roscommon and Grand Traverse, which participated. The rest of the counties, they needed a break after the ice storm, and that's okay, too. It was generally well received. If you guys did get to participate, and you didn't tell anybody about it yet in the hot watch yesterday, or any of you, if you want to tell us again, please share in your comments today when we get to your conference. Let's see here. Tomorrow, I'm going to get on the road, and I'm going to head over to Grand Rapids. The Homeland Security Conference is taking place over there, but the reason I'm going is that a day ahead of it,